Random House Audio presents The Rustlers of West Fork, a Hopalong Cassidy novel by Louis L'Amour. Read for you by Robert Petkoff. Chapter 1. Six Guns Salvage. Hopalong Cassidy watched the old banker count the money with careful fingers. $15,000 was an amount to be handled with reverence and respect. As he watched the mounting stack of bills, Hopalong saw them less as the long green bills they were than as the cattle they represented. The cattle and the work. Into that stack of bills was going money that had grown from days of cold wind and rain, nights of thunder and lightning, of restless herds poised for stampede, of rivers and washes running brim full with roaring floodwaters, of dust, blistering sun, and the roar of rustlers' guns. Into that pile, so flat and green, went more than money. Into that pile went months of brutal labor. The brindle steer that had killed a horse under him down in Lone Tree Canyon, and the old mossy horn who had fouled Lanky's rope on a juniper, putting him 3 weeks in bed with a broken leg. And into that pile went the kid from Toya, who had ridden up to join them so full of vitality and exuberance, only to have his horse step into a prairie dog hole while running ahead of a stampede. They had buried what was left of the kid and sent his hat and gun to a brother in El Paso.
"There she is, Hoppy," the banker said at last. "Buck will be mighty glad to get shut of that debt, I know. He's a man who takes being in debt harder than any man I can think of. And he sure scrimped and cut corners."